Hello.
Here we are.
Not in the stew. We're actually in my room. Not the permanent spot. If I'm planning to continue, if I'm planning to be consistent, this is not the spot. But for now, this is where I'm at because I don't feel like going to the spot that I want to be at. But yeah. She's back. You know what was so annoying is that I was like, you know, testing out all the workings, making sure everything was good. Camera angles are okay. And then all of a sudden, you know, the heat just wants to turn on. And we have like steam heat here. So it's like, and it was all in the background of like my test audio. And I was like, oh, it's all right. Like, it just won't be in the background. It's fine. Then my fridge starts going. I'm like, does everyone just want to start talking right now? So I think everything, I didn't unplug my fridge. Like, my fridge just stopped. So hopefully it won't do that again. Hopefully. I don't want it to do that again because that's annoying. Because, like, I don't think y'all can hear it, but, like, me personally, I don't want to hear that in the background. But yeah, hi. Today is January 10th, 2024. I haven't posted a podcast since October 2022. I should be embarrassed. You know, I tried, okay? The last time I was going to record a podcast, it was just not the day for me to do it. And then I never got around to doing it. To all of you guys here because you wanted to see Monster High Part 3, I'm so sorry. Or Monster High Part 2, I'm so sorry. But trust and believe, when Monster High 3 comes out, me and Dio will be here and we will be talking about it. Because ain't nobody want to miss us talking about my fave Case Walker. Case Walker, if you're watching, we love you. Look at this. Look at my heart. Well, if you're listening, I just did the Gen Z heart. Okay. Dinner check. What did I have for dinner today? This is a really long cold open, but I've been eating so badly since I've been back, which I'll get into, but the walk to the dinner place is just so far. And I have a valid excuse today for buying food. For a dumb reason, I just thought that, like, you couldn't order stuff here because, like, nobody is here. But I'm pretty sure you can. But I ordered, like, stuff from Amazon. This is what I got, actually. I ordered stuff from Amazon. Sponsor me. I ordered stuff from Amazon. And I ordered it to, like, the pickup place. So I took the bus there today. And McDonald's is right around the corner from the Amazon pickup place. So I went to McDonald's and I got myself a large fry and a spicy chicken, no mayonnaise. And did you see that TikTok? I was like, he's like mayonnaise. Like, I feel like I say it like that. Mayonnaise or mayonnaise. I don't know. And I got a 6-piece chicken nugget. And it was really good. And I got, people were looking at me like, it's like, I felt like the kid who gets McDonald's, like their mom brings them McDonald's. Cause I was on the train, I took the train back. And these two, like, girls, they were older than me, but, like, they weren't like older. They were like maybe like 4 or 5 years older than me. But they, like, turned around and were like looking at me. Don't look at my McDonald's, girl. Do not look at my McDonald's. Do not look. It didn't smell bad. It just smelled like McDonald's all through the train because of me. Okay. That's all I have to say right now because I'll get into it. But let's just roll that intro. I can't wait to dance to the intro, bro. It's been so long.
It's the King Not Queen Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the King Not Queen Podcast. My name is Zena, and I am your host. You know how much I miss, like, my old microphone where I used to be able to do the echo sound effects? I miss that so much. I don't know how to bring that back, but if someone knows how to, I miss it so much. Anywho, I forgot to say cold open aside. Okay, never mind. That's irrelevant information. Anywho, welcome back. I missed everyone. I actually miss podcasting because this is like, let's be real with ourselves for a second. Podcasting, I did a podcast about this, but podcasts are therapy. And here's why. You know how good it felt to just rant for like an hour? It felt so good to just rant for an hour and then to listen to yourself rant for an hour and then to watch myself rant for another hour while I'm editing and then rewatch the whole thing again is actually such a therapeutic experience. If I could talk about so many other things through the medium of podcasting, I would be a different person. But I am strictly only allowed to talk about movie, TV, music, and social media stuff, as well as some aspects of my own life. But yeah, speaking of that, weekly recap. No, that doesn't make any sense. Okay. Weekly recap. As you can see, this is definitely not like my house. This is giving college campus energy. I'm here a little bit early, just doing my work things, just being an adult. I actually kind of feel like an adult, even though I have no life. Like, I have zero life at the moment. Like, I have no life. I get up. I barely get up, let's be real. I get up, though, and I get ready in the morning. I go to breakfast. I walk all the way. I walk all the way to breakfast. I sit down at breakfast. Today, though, I had actually the worst. It wasn't bad. I actually enjoyed breakfast so much. But this is probably the worst breakfast you could ever get in your life. I got like home fries, like the potato version. I don't really know what is the difference, but whatever. They're like little cubes, basically, with like seasoning and stuff. You know, I'm not used to having hot breakfast, like, while I'm at school, so I'm grateful. Thank you. I'm grateful. I kind of, that was like one of the main things I missed from having hot breakfast my freshman year. Anywho, but yeah. And then, you know, I was like, am I gonna do a bagel? Also, don't mind, my glasses are like crooked. I don't understand like how to get the straight. My like face is like not, you could probably told me this, but my face is not symmetrical, so like it just like doesn't like sit right on my face. Anywho, and I was going to have a bagel, but I was like, you know what? They've been having these cinnamon rolls, and I love, like, we have them here, like, because we don't have hot breakfast, like, in this house normally, like, during the school year. But the days they have cinnamon rolls, because they're not the best, but they work, you know? They work. So that's what I ate this morning. I had two cinnamon rolls in my coffee and home fries and some orange juice. And then I went to, and I love looking out the window at breakfast. It's like a TV screen. The window was like floor to ceiling. I'm looking out on the street to people walking. It's such a fun, I love people watching. Anyway, and then I made my way over to work and it was so fun. I love, like, it's not, if I told you what it was, it's not fun. Like, it doesn't sound fun, but I like love it so much. It is like, it's so fun because I like being a little girly, living her adult life with her headphones on, listening to music and or a podcast or like a video that she's watched for the 1,000th time, playing while she can just do repetitive tasks, and then have my little lunch break and come back and do it again. And then leave and come home and watch TikTok, go to dinner, go to gym, go to bed. That has been my days. Like, I don't know why I'm saying it. Like, it's been my days for the past like 3 weeks. It's been 3 days. This is the third day of me doing that. It's literally been the third day of me doing that. And it feels like a lifetime. It actually feels like a lifetime. But I'm not mad at it. But what I am mad at is that, like, I'm getting kind of lazy and I don't really like that. So I'm trying to work on that. Like, I'm trying to have a routine, or I'm trying to build a routine, especially for when, like, school starts back up again, meaning I have to plan out when I'm going to be doing these podcasts, where I'm going to be doing these podcasts, my schedule at the gym, because I'm trying to be a gym girly. I'm trying to be a gym girly because I definitely have a base to work with. And I also like to feel healthy. Like, I like the way I feel after the gym. Sometimes I like the way I feel. So, yeah. And I like to justify if I eat like a crazy person, like I have been for the past couple of days. Okay. Anywho. Okay. My next bullet point, applying for internships. I'm applying for internships, and I've actually applied for like a lot more than last year. More and earlier than last year. I had an interview yesterday, which was like a video interview, which I didn't really know what that meant. Like, before I, like, filled out the form for this, scholarship, for this internship, I didn't know what a video interview was. I quickly figured out, and it actually wasn't that bad of an experience. I had to, like, make sure, like, everything was, like, all set, and I had, like, good lighting and all that, or whatever. It was actually kind of stressful, and sometimes my laptop, like, glitches, so I was so scared it was gonna do that. And I also have no Wi-Fi in this room. Isn't that so great? There's no Wi-Fi. Okay. My next thing, I need everyone to pause. Pause. That was my stomach. I need everyone to pause what they're doing right now. Please pause. I'll wait. Pause what you're doing, because I need you to focus on your energy and start manifesting. I need everyone to start manifesting for me right now. Why, you may ask? Because I'm trying to finesse something. I'm trying to finesse something. And I feel like we need to bring back the word finesse, because used correctly, it kind of hits different, if you know what I mean. Like, bring back finesse. I'm trying to finesse something, and I need your help to manifest it with me, because I need this. I've been needing this. So please manifest with me right now. I'm trying to finesse. Okay. And I wish I could get up and show you this. But I'm making a sweater, and it's a striped sweater. If you know like Tate from American Horror Story. He has this, it's not scary, it just, like, kind of caught me off guard. He has, like, this sweater, and it's, like, a striped kind of sweater. Yeah, it's, like, green and, like, blue, and it's, like, the thickness of the stripes. So I don't have those exact colors, but that's just what it looks like, so you have a visual. But it's, like, crimson, I don't really know, maroon, I don't know, they kind of give me like my school color vibes, but like a maroon and black stripes, like thick kind of stripes, and it's really cute, and I'm so excited, and it's coming out really good actually, and I'm so proud of myself. Okay. And then my last thing, my weekend preview, I'm calling a basketball game this weekend, and this is another finesse, but this is like a guaranteed finesse. They're giving out like little jersey things. I think that's so cute. So I'm so excited to get mine when I go and call the game. And yeah, I don't know when I'm posting this. The voice crack. I don't know when I'm posting this. I think it's this Friday, because I literally have nothing to do except for edit this podcast. So it might be this Friday. Okay, yeah. That's my weekly recap. That's not even a weekly recap. That's not even a life recap either, because a lot has happened since October 14th, 2022. So I can't get into everything. 2 years worth of... stop saying 2 years. Actually, no, I'm going to be dramatic. 2 years worth of stuff, I don't have the time to talk about that. But that was a lot of information and a long weekly recap that I don't usually do. So you're welcome. But we're going to get into the other segments, because I don't have a lot to say, but what I do have to say is like what's going on right now. You know what I mean? So let's do that. Bad movie, TV show review? I think so.
Bad movie, TV show review. Bad movie, TV show review. Sometimes they're good though.
Okay. Welcome to, or hello, we're in bad movie TV show review. I don't know why I say welcome for every segment, you know? I feel like I need to, like, do something about that. Okay, I have three things to go over today. Three things. Percy Jackson, number one. I just finished episode 5 of Percy Jackson, The Lightning Thief. First season, you know, those things. I personally am a fan of the movies. I just watched them last week. I love the movies so much. Logan Lerman, Alexandra, I don't know what her last name is, honestly, and I don't want to mess it up, but her eyes are so, they're just so, like, you just have to look at her because her eyes are just so, like, they're, like, that blue, like the emoji thing blue. But she's so pretty and I love them together. They're so cute. And Grover's there, but I just love those movies so much, so much. Especially, I love Sea of Monsters. I'm so sorry, but I love Sea of Monsters. And yeah, I really do. So going into this, and back then, I read the books when I was in fourth grade, I think. I don't know. We got the set or something when I was in fourth grade, I think. And I read them. And I think it continued after that. Like, I read 4 or 5 books, I think. But, oh my god, do you guys want to be real? I haven't done Be Real in so long. Wait. Oh my gosh. I totally got derailed. But I wasn't going to do it, but we'll do it. Does anyone still use Be Real? I'm just kidding. Well, I'm not really kidding because I heard some people don't. But, like, what's the reason to not use Be Real? Let's be honest. Oh, my God. I'm kind of smart for that. You guys just saw me pose for that. That's so embarrassing. Okay. Anywho. So I have high expectations going into the TV show because I feel like I remember so much of the books. But then every episode, I'm like, did this happen? Like, I feel like I need to reread the books again because I don't remember half of the stuff that I'm watching, you know? And specifically, the acting's a little off, but overall, I think the show is pretty good. And I really, really want to see them grow up. I really, really want this to go on. Even if I don't end up watching it, like, forever, I want to see it continue because I love seeing, like, a cast grow up with each other. Stranger Things. Like, I love it so much. But this episode, Grover, like, I don't remember Grover's character, like, too much from the books, but he was being so suspicious. Like, I don't want to spoil anything, but he was just acting very, like, suspicious. And I don't know if it's just the actor's face, but the actor's face also just, like, makes me mad. Like, I just kind of want to just, I don't know, it just makes me angry looking at his face. And, like, it's nothing against him because I know him personally. Like, he's a super funny guy. He seems like a super funny, like, kid. And am I calling him kid and he's, like, older than me? Like, how old is he? What's his name? Ariane. Oh, here he is. How old is he? I just want to make sure okay, yeah, he's 17. He's a kid. That's a child. And I don't know, something about his face, like, during that scene was, like, making me so angry. Like, it actually was, like, making me, like, like, every time I was so mad. But nothing against him, love him, but it was just, like, the way his character was acting was, like, this just doesn't really seem like you, but sure. Anywho, but yeah. I like this show so far. I also started Echo, which is, like, a Marvel series about, like, a deaf superhero / anti-hero / villain. I don't really know what she does, but So far, it's good. I watched one episode, and the whole thing is on Hulu. Excuse me? And then I found out that Hulu and Disney Plus are becoming one app. Am I late? Am I late, and will it be more expensive? Because as of now, I only have Hulu. I miss... You know what? Never mind. But if they're merging, that's great, actually. They only had one episode of Percy Jackson. I was kind of upset. But I'm watching Echo, and it's really good. I like it so far, and I'm excited to keep watching it. I don't really care if I say this or not. Daredevil was in the first episode, and I didn't really watch Daredevil. I think I've watched maybe, like, half of the first season. But I just got invited to a broadcast. I hate the broadcast channel thing on Instagram so much because it makes it seem like it's, like, personal when it's 100% not. Okay, sorry. I watched some of Daredevil. I think I've only watched the first season. I think that's what I've done. And I really liked it. And I, like, screamed out loud when I saw him, like, appear on my screen yesterday. When I watched it. So love that for him. Hopefully he's in it more. Love you, Daredevil. And okay, the last thing, guys. Why is there, like, black things happening on my chair? I don't even sit on this chair. I literally haven't sat on this chair, like, once since I bought it, and it's, like, stained. Like, and it looks like it's, like black something. And it's, like, on my... What is that? Is it my makeup? Is it? Wait, I'm so confused. Okay, sorry. Can we just, like, can we turn back time to the good old days of 20... Was it 2019 that the show came out? Either 2019 or, like, early 2020. The society? The society? Can we talk about that? Because that show, like, it wasn't phenomenal, but it definitely had the Netflix, like, the Netflix quality where, like, it was good. Like, it was, you can binge all the episodes, follow a good story, there's some good people to look at, it's about, like, teenagers and something weird's going on, but just, like, when you actually sit back and think of the premise of the show, what's going on? Because why everyone's like, oh my god, the smell, like, guys, the smell smells so bad. Like, a town is not having a home meeting over a smell. I'm so sorry, it's just not. Maybe because it's like a, like, I'm just saying, like, if my hometown had a smell problem, there would not be, like, a school assembly about, guys, we know it smells, we're trying to remove the smell. I don't think so. I just think it's just maybe that town or just poor writing. But, like, it's like, and also, like, the cliffhanger that show left you on, like, you have no idea, like, what happened to the kids. Like, are they in a different dimension? Are they, like, in an experiment? Did they just get taken to, like, a different, like, where are they? Where are they? Like, it's such a great, like, it's a great and awful cliffhanger at the same time, because if you are not continuing the show, people have nothing to base, like, theories off of, because they literally gave us nothing. That show was made for, like, more than one season. And if they were given another season and that was all, I feel like all would have been explained. But, like, it's actually so annoying because you can't even, like, answer the question that you want answered. Especially, like, Becca's baby, who is it? Like, it's not someone we've seen, so then who is it? Like, it's actually really frustrating that they didn't get a second season, which I just found out that they did get a second season. Like, there was a whole announcement. I found the announcement video on YouTube, and it's still up to this day about, oh, Society Season 2, blah, 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 find out who Becca's baby daddy is, find out blah, 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 blah. Where are we? What's going on? Like, we got that. We got the announcement. What happened, Netflix? Bring back the society. Bring back the society. And people are so on it, like, in the comments on every single Netflix post, it's something about a show that's been canceled. Every single one. Sometimes I just want to see comments about what I'm actually watching.
and it'll just be like, save Shadow and Bone, please, save Shadow and Bone, we need Shadow and Bone, please. Like, it's like every single, when I say every single comment, it's every single comment, and Netflix never listens. The only one they listened to was Manifest, and although I was a big Manifest fan in 2021 and 2022, like, I was obsessed. Did I go and watch season 5 on Netflix? No. No. I did not. I did not watch season 5 on Netflix. I'm so sorry, Manifest, but I didn't. Because was I begging for it? No. Am I begging for the society? Yes. Am I begging for a Grand Army? Yes. Like, why? What is going on? I have never had so much anger and passion for a show. Well, actually I have, but for a show to come back like this. Bring back the order. I also want to talk about how bad the ASL is in the society. I've taken three levels of ASL so far in my college career. And, like, it's also is, it doesn't count as a deaf studies course, but a lot of it has to do with deaf studies. And just some things, like, I've noticed, or, like, we talk about sometimes, just, like, representation in media. And I have a few thoughts on how ASL is represented in, like, this show. Like, the signs, like, I hate to be, like, that's not the right sign. Like, that's not the right sign. You're not doing that, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I feel like I know something, and the conversations aren't, like, too complex enough for, like, their signs I don't know. Like, they'll be asking, like, how are you? And we'll actually be doing something so random. Or, like, they talk, like, they will sign two words, and it'll be, like, a whole sentence, and they'll sign two words that, like, have no context. And they rely a lot on the fact that the deaf character can read lips, knowing that these kids are literally just mumbling and not even, like, I don't know. I just, like, also it comes a lot with, like, I don't know what the deaf experience is, but just from, like, my own, just, like, looking at it, like, it just, like, doesn't make sense to me. And I get the, like, I don't know if they just liked the actor, because the actor is a great actor. Love my boy Emmett from Switched at Birth. That's my boy right there. But I don't want to say but. Love him. Is it that they wanted a deaf character to have ASL and to just have, like, the diversity or something? Or is it that they just like the way he acted, but he just, like, happens to be deaf? Because I see both sides of the argument. He's a great actor. Is it necessary to have the ASL be 100% correct if he's, like, able to communicate in other ways through, like, expressions or, like, his actions and such? Or it's important to have the dialogue be, like, authentic, you know? And this also kind of goes with Echo, where there's a lot of sign language in that show too, and it's really good. I don't know what it is. But it's very interesting. It was so interesting to watch with a new lens of knowing ASL somewhat and doing some deaf studies. I think it's so, so interesting. But bring back the society is all I have to say about that. Bring back the society. I'm saying it. Bring it back, Netflix. I don't see enough people talking about it anymore. Bring back the society. They always, every time they bring up, like, a show being canceled on Netflix, the society is the first one brought up. Tell me not. Tell me not. It's always a society or Grand Army. But, like, number one is, did someone just fall down the stairs? It's always a society, okay? Bring it back. Anywho, okay. Let's go to Artist Spotlight, because I don't have too much for Artist Spotlight, but I have, like, a big thing that, like, I've been thinking about lately, so we'll do that. We'll do that.
Artist Spotlight. Yeah.
Yay! Artist Spotlight. Okay. Artist Spotlight. Let's talk about Hozier and Nokon. I've seen a lot of TikTok videos and I'm trying to get on the bandwagon because I like what I'm hearing and I like what I'm seeing. I just really love music, and I saw Hozier playing this song on guitar and I just love guitar so much, and it was so good on guitar. It was so good that I had to go listen to the song, and it doesn't match the energy of the live video, but the song is still really good. So yeah. And Nokon, two great like guitar players, and I like the way Nokon performs. Like he's a performer. Why did I say it like that? He is a performer, and I like the way he performs. So yeah. Speaking of Hozier, he'll be at Boston Calling. What's going on? The Boston Calling lineup came out on 2 days ago. Was that 2 days? Was that yesterday? I think it was on Monday that the Boston Calling lineup came out. But when I tell you, I almost like fell. Like I almost fell. When the Friday lineup, okay, I've been to Boston Calling once. I went in 2022. I worked 2 days before the festival. I went on Friday. I saw Avril Lavigne. I saw Oliver Tree. I saw Granddad. Grandfather. I don't know. Grandfather. What's his name again? Granddad? Grandson. Oh, that's so embarrassing. I saw Grandson, Oliver Tree, Avril Lavigne, Mob Rich, and that was it. Then I went home because I'm not dealing with like huge crowds and stuff alone. Because I went alone, which I would love to go with someone. Because it was really fun going alone, but it was just a lot of alone time of me just like sitting down on grass. And I'm not a social person, so I was just not meeting random people. And I was 18. Can I do math? When was I born? I went in 2022. I was 17? No, I was 18. What am I saying? I don't know. Not to say that, like, that age isn't, like, you should be social. I don't really know what I'm trying to say by that. But I just mean, like, I just feel like everyone around me was, like, 21 plus. And anyone who was, like, under 21 plus was, like, with someone. So I just kind of felt like, what am I doing here by myself? But it was really fun. And I really liked it. And then I ended up working the next day, which wasn't, like, working the actual festival was not fun. Like, my feet hurt so bad by the end because I was just standing around, like, giving people directions, saying, like, have a fun time, like, because I was, like, at the gates, which, no hate on the job. The job was great. I got to go to Boston Calling for free, and I got paid on top of that for doing work, like before and stuff. So, super grateful for that opportunity. Maybe I'll do it again this time around. Oh, that's what I was doing. I'm like, why do I have my phone right now? The lineup, the Friday lineup is actually insane. The headliner, Ed Sheeran, come on now, Ed Sheeran. Okay, like the first two lines, I screamed out loud. Ed Sheeran, Renee Rapp, Young the Giant, who I've been nonstop playing Cough Syrup and Superposition for the past like 6 months, since the summer actually. So like, what was the summer, 6 months ago? Yeah. So like for 6 months, I've been listening to this music and it's insane. Like, I can't believe that Young the Giant's gonna be there. And Luke Hemmings? Like, so random. How, like, no hate to Luke Hemmings by himself. Like, I've heard some of his, like, solo stuff. But imagine Five Sauce at Boston Calling? No. And then, so yeah. And then some people under that I haven't really heard of before, but that's exactly how I found Mob Rich, and I love them. And then the Saturday people don't really look too hot. And then on Sunday, The Killers, which I don't really listen. Are they Mr. Brightside? I think they are, which that's kind of cool. But I listened to, I'm pretty sure Brandon Flowers is from The Killers. I could be wrong, but I love his song, Can't Deny My Love. I love that song so much. And wait, I'm trying to find his profile on Apple Music to make sure that I'm not like embarrassing myself right now. Okay, he's a frontman of The Killers. And I really love the song, Can't Deny My Love. I love that song so much. Thank you to the Billie Eilish documentary for showing me that song. So I think that's super cool. Like, at least I know who it is somewhat. And then Hozier will be on Sunday. And Megan Thee Stallion? Why is she not headlining? No hate. I'm just asking. Why? But, and then some other people I somewhat recognize, but I feel like it's a really good lineup. Like, I feel like it's a little bit better than last year's. I forgot who last year's was, but I will forever be mad in 2022 when the Strokes got COVID. Like, you can't be mad at people getting COVID. Like, that was the times, I guess. But what is going on? I'm just mad that I never got to see the Strokes because I had started listening to them, like, in 2022. So I was really excited. Even though I was going to be working that day, I was so excited to be able to, I don't know, hear them. And they canceled. So I had to hear Metallica. No, it's okay, Metallica. We love you so much. But I did not want to be working and listening to Metallica. I'm so sorry. But yeah, that's the Boston Calling lineup. And then I had an epiphany last night when I got back from the gym. I was like rolling around. But I realized how young I was listening to, how young I was listening to like albums. Like, I think my brain, I don't know if this is like an issue or something, but I feel like my brain has no concept of time. Like, this is such like a deep topic. This needs its own like segment, but I feel like my brain has no concept of time. So like, that's all I can really say about that. Like, I feel like I have no concept of time. So then when I realized that something like, oh, this came out in, like, this just happened with Percy Jackson. That movie came out in 2010. I was 7. It depends on when it came out, but I was either like 6, I was 6 years old when the first Percy Jackson movie came out. And something about that like doesn't sit right with me because I don't feel like I was 7 years old watching that movie. And I definitely watched it like when it first came out. I could have sworn, I don't think I was at the movies. I definitely was not at the movies for that, I don't think. But like, I like vividly remember watching it like, it wasn't recently that I watched it for the first time. I've seen that movie so many times. Like, I just don't understand why. How was I 6 years old? Like, doesn't that just, like, not make sense? Or is, like, 6 actually, like, an old age? Like, I just, like, I have no concept of time. And it, like, angers me a little bit because I wish I, like, remembered things. But, like, I just have no concept of time. Like, it's so weird. And then I I'm pretty sure Sea of Monsters came out, like, the year after. Okay, no, I'm 100% wrong. It came out 3 years after, so it makes sense. But I was 10 years old. No recollection of watching this. Like, not that I don't have any memory of watching the movie, but, like, it does not seem like I was 10 years old when I watched that movie. Am I older or something? Like, have I been getting my birthday wrong for the past, like, 10 years? Like, I just have no idea of, like, what is happening. Like, I just, like, don't understand. And I feel like, like 2013 was such a big year because I'm like, oh, I'm 10 years old, blah, blah, blah. But like, did I watch that movie that in 2013? I don't know. I don't know. And then this is not like, this doesn't even sound like artist spotlight anymore. But then I started looking at albums because I was listening to Magna Carta, Holy Grail, album by Jay-Z. That, guys, that album came out in 2013. I was 10 years old listening to Holy Grail. I was 10 years old. And that just doesn't, like, that doesn't sound right. Because I remember, like, singing this song and having, like, a whole, like, I can see myself singing the song and I was not 10 years old. Right? Right? And then I looked at, like, oh, when did Watch the Throne? Like, Watch the Throne is also, like, one of my favorite albums. And when did that come out? 2011? I was 8? No. No. This song, you know the song from Watch the Throne, Kanye West and Jay-Z in Paris. You know that song. I was 8 years old? No. No. I know, like, every lyric to that song. I was not singing that song at 8 years old. I know I wasn't. Like, it actually, like, shot, like, it, like, ugh. Like, I just feel weird. And then, like, I remember I also, like, filmed a Musical.ly to, like, one of the songs before, and I was not 8 years old. I was 12? I had to be right. Like, I just, like, I don't know. And I feel like I can't tell that if, like, my face changes or, like, if I look older. So when I see, and I just feel like I have, like, a small, like, I'm short. So, and I've been short my whole life. So, like, when I see pictures of myself and I'm like, I was 13 in that. I was 13. Like, I don't know. Just, like, I don't know if it's, like, my brain, it has something wrong, but I just have no concept of time and aging. I don't age. You look back at my podcast, I've clearly aged. But, like, I haven't aged. No, I'm not saying it like that. I just mean, like, I don't know how things work. That's it. Like, I don't know how things work. And it goes for so many albums. So many albums. Like, I can't even, like, I honestly, like, can't even put it into words. Like, also, let's talk about this. 2019 is when We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We... Like, this isn't a really good example as, like, how good of an example the Jay-Z ones were. But, like, this one kind of blows my mind, too. When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Came out in 2019, okay? 2019. Remember that. Remember that. It came out in April, I'm pretty sure. No, March. March 29th of 2019. I was 15. Does that sound right? I started listening to Billie Eilish when I was 15. Huh? Huh? Like, actually, huh? Huh? I'm actually so confused. Because that, like, doesn't even sound right. I feel like it doesn't feel like I just started listening to her. Like, I definitely have been a fan for a long time. But 6 years is quite a bit of time. Wait, hold on. My math is wrong. 5 years? No, because I'll call it 6. I was 15. I'm turning 21 this year. But whatever. 5 years since 2019. But, like, me being a fan since 2018, that's 6 years ago. 6 years? That doesn't even, like... Time is also just moving so fast. Because 6 years, I feel like I just started listening to her. It's actually so crazy. It makes me feel, like, gross. Like, I just, like, don't understand why. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Will never make sense. And it doesn't make sense. But yeah. That's the, like, identity crisis I've had in the past 24 hours. I, like, always have an identity crisis, like, once a month. I'll have an identity crisis and be like, what is going on? Who am I? What am I doing with my life? Who do I know? What is going on? Like, I don't know. I always have these moments with myself. And yeah. But yeah, okay. That's it for artist spotlight. Not too heavy on the artist, a lot on the spotlight. Okay, we're getting to the final segment where I don't have too much, but again, they're just kind of fun to talk about. So we'll get into Taking a Scroll, because I also like that segment song. It's really good. Okay.
Taking a scroll, taking a scroll, ay, ay, taking a scroll, yeah. Okay. Okay, this is taking a scroll. I also realized that, like, I probably was talking really loud, and this door is thin. Like, that door right there, you see right there? That door? That one right there? It's thin. So, whoever's been walking up and down the stairs has definitely heard me, like, screaming about my identity crisis. Okay, this is taking a scroll. So, that's why also this ear is exposed, because I feel like I need to just, like, shut up a little bit. Also, my room is so echoey, and I don't understand why. I have a lot of stuff, and I don't understand why it's so echoey. Okay. Let's go to taking a scroll. I kind of did the thing on taking a scroll, whatever. Anyways, okay. We have Trisha Paytas's baby. She's having a baby girl, and she's naming her Elvis. Like, she's, like, I need her to be around and, like, I need to be in contact with her when I'm naming my children, because she knows. She just knows. She knows so much. I don't think I could come up with a better baby name than Elvis and Malibu Barbie. Honestly, those kids are going to be so, they're going to be so iconic. And I'm just so excited to see, like, baby Elvis. Like, that is such a great name. She is so good. Anyways, but yeah, very excited to see. And it's also just, like, kind of awkward that her and Ela are having, like, their baby at similar times. I don't know. I just find it super interesting, as those kids are cousins. But whatever. Speaking of Ela, the H3 podcast is back. And I am the biggest fan. I love the H3 podcast. Do I agree with Ethan all the time? No. But I really do love the podcast so much. And it brings me joy to be able to watch every week. Like, the past 3 weeks have actually been miserable with no H3 podcast, but I digress. I want to talk about how Gypsy Rose is an influencer. Love my girl, though. I saw this tweet. Yeah, it's a tweet. I saw this tweet the other day of she took a picture, like, next to a fountain. I had, like, her hair in a braid and, like, an outfit on. They were like Katniss Everdeen in the Victor's Village. Literally, that's exactly what it looked like. She knows what she's doing. She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment. Like, she actually is. Like, this is going on the highlights of 2024. Like, the year recap is Gypsy Rose got out of jail and she is an influencer. Sorry. But yeah. Love Gypsy Rose. Love that she's able to be happy. Because everyone knows the story, and everyone, I feel like this is, like, one of the things where, like, kind of everyone agrees on, you know? I feel like everyone kind of agrees on what happened there, but, you know. I also, this is, like, such a quick segment, but I also want to talk about Ariana. Ariana, what are you doing here? Maybe I'll review the Ariana Grande song next week. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm saying her name right. Ariana Greenblatt. I remember her, like, don't you try to act like, well, I don't think she does, but she was in Barbie, blah, 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 we all know that, but she was in Stuck in the Middle. Like, I know we all remember her from Stuck in the Middle, and now she's, like, she's grown up now, she's six. Like, first of all, Nina King did not look like that when I was 16. Like, I feel like, once again, I was talking about, like, concepts of time. I do not feel like I was, like, at all looking, like, grown or anything when I was 16, which is about to be 5 years ago. So there's that. But, like, I just, like, don't at all. Like, it's just, like, once again, so weird. I just feel like I will forever, not forever and always, but for now, I feel I will be ID'd left and right. I honestly do think that, and I don't know if it's because I'm short. Like, I do not wish to be tall at all. Oh, that rhymes. I don't wish I was taller. No part of me does. I like existing as a short woman. But I also have, like, no concept of height. Like, I know a lot of men lie about being 6 feet or above. Like, I know so many men lie about that. Because, well, I have no explanation for that. But, like,
I feel like I just, like, for example, like, my mom, like, I feel like I'm just, like, eye to eye with my mom at times, but she's allegedly 4 inches taller than me, or, like, 3 inches taller than me. And then I realized that, like, I don't know. Like, I just, like, I don't know. The concept of height is such, like, a, what do you mean? Like, it just, like, doesn't make sense. Because then I'm, like, I don't know. I just feel like some heights are, like, feel short, but then you see someone who's that height and you're like, oh, wait, really? So I don't know if it's just, I don't know what it is. I don't even know how I got to this, like, concept. Oh, yeah. I just feel like because I'm short and, like, I don't even think, well, whatever. I just think it's because I'm short and I just, like, don't know why. I don't know why. Not that I don't know why I'm short, but I just, like, don't. I don't know why I'm short because I feel like both my parents are, like, taller than the average American person of a man or woman. Like, my mom is, I think, taller than the average woman, and my dad is taller than the average man. So how did that combine and make me short? Shorter than the average woman. How? How? Yeah, we'll just go back to Ariana Greenblatt. Anyways, so she does this thing where, okay, and now she's not grown though. She's 16. She's 16. And I just, like, I don't know. Maybe it's like that, like, Hollywood aging, but, like, she doesn't look old. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that, like, it's just that Hollywood aging. I don't really know how to explain it, but love her so much. She's also a Billie Eilish fan. That's my girl right there. She did great in the Barbie movie. She did great as little Gamora. So cute. But yeah, she's so pretty. But she does this thing on the red carpet, which, again, no hate to the girl. But she does this thing on the red carpet where, like, the way she kind of, like, pouts a bit. And she looks great doing it. Like, that is her look. But sometimes she does it too much. And girl, I'm looking out for you. You don't got to. You are beautiful. But it's just something I notice. And I'm just like, and everyone in the comments is like, because, like, everyone knows she's beautiful. She doesn't need to do that. Like, it just, like, looks just, like, off a little bit. Like, you know when someone, like, poses and just, like, looks a little off, you know? And I sometimes, like, catch myself, like, looking at it. I'm like, why do I look like that? No. Like, it, like, makes me, like, ooh, like, shiver a little bit. Of myself, not of her. Of myself. That's what it makes me look like. I feel like I went off on a whole tangent. But that's my girl. Love her. Piece of advice coming from me. Who am I? Anywho. Okay. I said I would stop saying anywho, which is, like, really annoying. Anyways, that is the end of Taking a Scroll. We're in the closing segment now. I'm glad to be back. This felt like therapy. I kind of have a headache because this light is, like, a lot. And I've been screaming in my ear for, like, the past hour, and I didn't put my water in my Owala water bottle. I know Owala likes, I know they like to sponsor me, but yeah, so I've been taking sips in between breaks, but, like, I just need to, like, sit back for a second before I hit the gym, guys. Just a gym girly doing her gym girl things. What's so nice about no one being here is I can just, like, be at the gym. I can go at any hour. Being at the gym and no one will be there. Typically, no one will be there. It's actually really fun, and I love being the only person there. Then someone came in yesterday, like, as I was hitting my 10 push-ups that I do at the end of my gym time, and I, like, grunted a little bit because my headphones are falling off. Not these ones, my Apple headphones, which, like, stop. I paid enough money for the headphones. I don't need them slipping off. But it, like, was, and I, like, kind of went, like, whoop. Like, as I was doing my push, I'm like, I wonder if she heard, like, the girl that walked in the gym, I'm like, what if she heard that? That's actually embarrassing, because why am I, like, making noises as I'm doing push-ups, like, which I, like, understand it's, like, a normal thing to be at the gym and, like, grunting, I guess, or, like, not even grunting, but just, like, breathing, I don't know, like, it's normal, but it's, like, kind of felt weird, because I also couldn't hear myself that well. I just know I made a sound, so I'm like, oh shoot, like, I don't know. Again, another reason I like to feel like I'm alone at the gym, because if there's other people there, I feel like I'm just, like, I don't breathe. Does that make sense? I feel like I don't breathe when other people are there, because I, like, don't want to be, like, too loud, or, like, I don't want to, It's mostly because I don't want to feel embarrassed, and also because I don't want to interrupt their gym time. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, majority, I would feel like they're looking at me like, why is she, like, breathing? I don't know. I don't know what it is. Okay, this is such, like, a... This is a tangent. Oh, no. Okay. But, yeah. That's the end. Guys, I haven't done the podcast in so long that I forgot how I end the podcast. But I don't know if I remember. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the King Not Queen podcast. Make sure to share with your friends and such. Remember, manifest for me. I'm trying to finesse. Make sure to manifest for me. And make sure to, I think I have an Instagram, king.notqueen. Oh, if you're a brand and you want to sponsor this podcast and or, you know, send me like a cool little product or something to show on the podcast or whatever, make sure to email me at kingnotqueenpod@gmail.com. I don't even check that email often enough. Maybe someone has. But anyways, kingnotqueenpod@gmail.com. Make sure to do that. And or send me an email if you wanna, yeah, if you wanna sponsor the podcast, it would be great. And yeah, that's all I really got for you guys today. I really, the goal, let's be sincere for a second. The goal in 2024 is to be more consistent with this podcast, to bring her to life. Bring me back to life. Bring me back to life. Call my name and save me from the time. Bring back the podcast, goal number one, which is happening now, but also bring back the consistency. Get a place to do the podcast. That should be like number one. Get a place to do the podcast. Get a day, pack a bag, and let's go, please. Come on. And if you want to see more, and if you have been missing the King Not Queen podcast, let me know. Mm-hmm. Let me know. Okay. That's all I got. I've been Nina King, your host, your humble host. I am not gonna start editing this podcast. See y'all next week. Hopefully not in the studio. And yeah. Bye, bye, bye.